From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, speaking in Germany Sunday, acknowledged there is strong opposition to a free trade agreement with the United States, in part due to the perception such deals cost jobs.
People are unsettled by globalization. Although trade has brought enormous benefits to many of our countries that have been engaged in trade, although typically jobs that are produced from exports have higher wages and better benefits than those that are not involved with the export market, people visibly see a plant moving and jobs lost, and the narrative develops that this is weakening rather than strengthening the position of ordinary people and ordinary workers.
Mr. Obama, speaking alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, acknowledged the benefits are often diffuse, but he said such trade makes countries stronger. Opponents of the so-called transatlantic trade and investment partnership have been critical of what they perceive as opaque negotiations carried out away from public scrutiny. They fear the pact will hand too much power to big multinationals at the expense of consumers and workers. Africa's longest-serving leader, President Teodoro Obiang Nguema of Equatorial Guinea, appears poised to extend his 36-year rule following election Sunday, in which the 73-year-old Mr. Obiang predicted he would get 90% of the vote. Voter turnout reportedly was low. Opponents in the tiny West African oil producers say he has consistently rigged the ballot and called for a boycott. Mr. Obiang came to power in a 1979 coup. While boasting one of Africa's highest per capita gross domestic products, Equatorial Guinea ranks near the bottom of the UN's Human Development Index. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea for its submarine-launched ballistic missile test Saturday, calling it, quote, another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. Stephen Norper is Senior Director of Policy for the New York-based Korea Society.
Right now, the Security Council is quietly looking at what would happen if there was a fifth nuclear test and looking at the current sanctions on board, especially the tightening of sanctions under UN Security Council Resolution 2270. The big concern about this submarine launched ballistic missile, or SLBM, is it implies that the North Koreans really are trying to improve their technology in terms of delivery capability.
The Security Council warned it would, quote, take further significant measures against the North weeks after imposing tough new sanctions to pressure Pyongyang to comply with existing UN mandates. North Korea said the latest test proved the reliability of its submerged launching system. U.S. officials traveling with President Obama Sunday said he plans to send another 250 U.S. military personnel to Syria to help opposition fighters battling the Islamic State. The announcement is expected Monday as Mr. Obama sits down to talks on security and Syria with European heads of state. Stephen Zunis is a Mideast analyst at the University of San Francisco.
Given that Obama has had a pretty cautious approach in terms of U.S. Military involvement in Syria, it could be an indicator that the initial troop deployment has been successful. It is an indication, in his mind at least, that additional U.S. forces could actually advance the cause of defeating ISIS.
The deployment would bring the number of U.S. troops in Syria to 300. Protests Sunday in Bangladesh marked the third anniversary of the collapse of a garment factory building that killed more than 1,000 people. The eight-story structure in a Dhaka suburb turned into a pile of rubble and twisted metal April 24, 2013. No one has been convicted in connection with that disaster. Thousands of Nepalese marked the one-year anniversary Sunday of the Himalayan country's devastating earthquake, grieving for the loss of nearly 9,000 in the midst of lagging reconstruction that has left 4 million survivors in temporary shelters. Papa Wemba, one of Africa's greatest musicians, known around the world as the King of Congolese Rumba, died early Sunday after collapsing on stage in Ivory Coast. He was 66, the cause of death not immediately known. He had been at the forefront of African music for more than four decades. He rose to fame beginning in the late 1960s in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.